10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on, 5, 4, 3, 2, all engines running. Launch commit, liftoff, we have liftoff.
It is time to cast off words of darkness. It is time to dress ourselves in light.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is time once again. We have liftoff, Houston. And it's time for It Is Time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Ed Gutfeld saying hello to you on this wonderful Labor Day weekend. We don't usually date our program, but that's what it is. And we're experiencing not difficulties. Hallelujah. We're experiencing a smooth takeoff, a smooth liftoff. And we are glad you are with us. We have a ton of things lined up here that we want to bring to the table. We're going to go visit our first annual It Is Time parade, Labor Day parade. I don't think there's any parades on Labor Day, but we have one because we have some laborers that are out laboring in the vineyard, and they're doing work, and they're still working. They didn't take the day off, and so we've asked them to kind of line up and show forth the praises of God. And that's going to be fun. So we'll be there in just a moment. In fact, we're receiving a signal now that we're almost ready to go there. But before we do that, I want to share with you something that was really a blessing to me that I found on the internet. You can find almost anything on the internet anymore. But this is a tape of Apollo 8. And I found the Apollo 10 liftoff. And but the Apollo 8, this was Christmas Eve back in 1968. And it's interesting, not just because it's Apollo and because they took off and they circled the globe, but and this was the year before they landed on the moon. But what they did when they got there, when they saw the Earth, and they were full of excitement. And I think it's it is certainly good enough to look up here. And you know something, there's a point we want to bring out that we'll share just a little bit later, but let's go ahead and give a listen for about a minute or so.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And then they go ahead and give the microphone to another guy.
The light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day.
Well, you get the drift. The copy is not as good as we'd like it to be, and I hope it didn't hurt your ears, but what a beautiful thing to be able to read God's Word. I mean, if you're out in space and you're for the first time and you're looking back at the Earth, what else are you going to do? What are you going to read from the funny papers? Of course not. You're going to say, in the beginning, God created. Look what God created. God created this. He created the heaven and the earth, and there's the earth. I'm staring at it. This is something God did. My goodness. I mean, you stand in front of, some of the wonders of the world. You look at a huge redwood, and you don't just sit there and say, you know, that was interesting. No, you're just overtaken. And that's the way they were on Apollo 8. And that was a powerful moment. And I think that, we need to share that. Today, I don't know that they would let anybody read from the Bible. And they would have to read, 15 other books. But God was here first. I love that. One of my brother-in-law, Chris Lucas, said to me one time, he said, "When you preach, just remember, God was here first." I like that. You know, we don't have to apologize for anything. God was here first. He created the heavens and the earth. And not only that, but he loves us. He loves us very much. So, hey, just before we get into our parade, yeah, we're almost ready for the parade. So hold on to your hats, you know. And but we're going to play a song for you first. And this is Hillsong, and it's a song that's so powerful, so beautiful. God was here first. And you know something? The love that God has for you was here before anything else in your life was. Maybe you didn't know about it. Maybe you weren't told very much about it. But we're here to tell you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He created this place. But he also sent his Son to redeem us back to him. That's where our labors begin, with the love of God.
God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God so loved the world that he gave.
God so loved the world That's what God says about this world. He so loved it. You know, it's amazing. You can look at the world from space like Apollo 8 did and just say, my gosh, look at that. Look what God made. Look what God made. And then God says, you know what? You got to remember something. I love that. I love that place. I love that place because that's where I put my creation. The crown of the creation was mankind, man and women, men and women. God created us for his pleasure so we can enjoy him and he can enjoy us. And it's gotten all mixed up and all goofed up. And it's turned out to be something it's not supposed to be. It's a religious wars and squabbling about this, that, and the other. But let God be true and let every man be a liar. Let every mouth be stopped that what God says is true about what he did. And it's man's greed that won't let go. But we're here to declare a different thing. We're here to declare that it is time to have the true revelation of heaven be revealed, not just through us, but through so many others, thousands and thousands and millions of people preaching the gospel. And we have some of them here. They're in the parade, and our parade feed is just coming in. So we can go ahead and take you there. And you can enjoy some of the live music, some of the live bands that are playing right now. You can hear the music there in the background. And there's the formation, the parade formation coming down there. I see Keith Hershey and Heidi Hershey. They're walking there, the missionaries to the world. Great things going on in Lebanon and Guatemala through Keith and Heidi Hershey and Mutual Faith Ministries. And there's Benita Carter right behind him. She's a missionary over in Africa doing a stellar job. We just appreciate Benita. Oh my goodness. Look at that. There's Pastor KK and his wife Belinda. Amazing. Working in the vineyard of the Lord all over the world, really. And there's Bill Berry, Pastor Bill Berry. From Marin County. He's over in India doing a wonderful job with leaders over there. Amazing. And of course, I think you all recognize Reinhard Bonnke, Christ for All Nations. What a job they're doing, have been doing. Millions and millions of souls. There's some representatives from Billy Graham International Ministries. And of course, oh my goodness, that's a huge crowd there with the Rhema Missions Department, Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And there's Dan and Melinda Kaler from Africa, wonderful friends of ours. These are people that we know that are laboring in the vineyard. There's so many more. Christ for the Nations, Missions Department. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. We can't stay here all day and name everybody, but we're so thankful. There's ushers and greeters from Victory Christian Center. Very beautiful. And, you know, all the nursery workers, all the children's workers, all the people that go out and pass out tracts. You're just great people. And we just love you so much. And I understand we have some live music coming over there as well. And I really don't know what to expect. But we'll see what happens. There it is right there. I don't know what they're coming up with, but well, maybe we won't get that feed. That's okay. But you know something? It's important to understand that God is moving throughout the world, that God is causing things to happen. And we just have to be very grateful that God is there. There is some live music coming down there. No, that's not it. It's a wrong feed. My goodness, I don't know what's going on there. But it is important, as we said, that we really receive the people that are working so hard in the vineyard of the Lord. And there it is, a live music from our parade down there. I think they're singing the song, I've Been Working on the Railroad, to, yeah. To celebrate Labor Day, a song that was written for this type of event. All you people that are working, maybe you have the day off today. You might be listening to this a few months later, but We just appreciate the labors of love that people put forth. It's just amazing what God does with our time when we give it to Him. You could have the silliest job you may think of, stuffing envelopes. You know, maybe you're a greeter at Walmart and you say, well, that's not an exciting job. Well, you know what? If you give it to God, He can redeem the time. You can work on a railroad and you think you're wasting your life, but you're not wasting your life. Because if you give it to God, He'll redeem that time. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. We appreciate the band playing on and the parade's just going on. And it's an amazing thing to have the parade here and have a live feed. We're sorry about some of the complications here, but this live feed is important for us because that's our window to the world. And we're thankful to God that, you know, that this is a day we can celebrate people's labors of love towards God, towards fellow man, towards their families, but ultimately before God. And that's what we labor for. We want to labor in the Lord's vineyard. Just remember one thing, that when Jesus came to the earth, He came to give us eternal life. He came to take the curse off the earth that was on the earth, and He came to bring us good news, gospel news. And so it's important to understand that there has been a change. There has been an absolute change in the earth since Jesus rose from the dead. Somebody said, well, if it's so real and so changed, how come I don't feel it? Well, you have to apply it. You have to apply the change to your own heart. And that's what's wrong. People have been preaching far less the privileges that Jesus has purchased in the earth. So therefore, the effects of it are not being received. You can go to church every week, every day, and hear the wrong message, and you're not hearing the straight gospel message that comes from Christ Jesus that says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the good news, the glad news of good tidings of great joy, to preach release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, the setting at liberty them that are bruised, and the proclamation of the Spirit of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor, rather. And so we need to update our message and give the fullness of that message. And the fullness of that message is God reigns here. This is a place where God is reigning again because the curse has been removed. And wherever He's welcomed, He will reign. Wherever He's invited, He will come in. Wherever you lift up your hands and say, God, come here, rule in my house, rule in my life. Tell that spirit of death to get out of here in the name of Jesus.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. Name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
Our God reigns. found here. We claim this crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Yes, he has. He's overcome the world. Scripture said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we need to apply the faith of God to the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He rose from the dead, and he took away the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And it is time for us to rise up and to do the work that Jesus sent us to do. You know, Jesus gave specific instruction. We're celebrating Labor Day this weekend, and that celebrates the American worker. But if you're overseas, we celebrate you too. And over in Mexico, Guatemala, Central America, El Salvador, Canada, wherever you're listening to this podcast, we celebrate the fact of our labors. But, you know, I thought of something, and Jesus said this. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, because the night comes when no man can work. That's John 9:4. That the night is coming when no man can work. We have to be very careful we don't get bogged down in some of the silliest things on planet Earth that have ever been talked about. And usually in the workplace, that can happen. I enjoy something else Jesus said, that we are to labor or work for the meat that perishes not. Labor not, he said, for the meat that perishes, but for the meat that endures. And to labor, to work, is to be engaged in or with, to toil. And so what our efforts are not, should not be geared towards the meat that perishes, but for the meat that endures unto eternal life. That's John 6:27. And so we need wisdom from God to know how to labor. Why is that? Well, in Proverbs 23:4, it says that labor not to be rich and cease from your own wisdom. So if my wisdom says, well, you know, Lord, I don't have enough time to do this, and I've got to do that, and then you didn't even know, I didn't even tell you about the other. So this, that, and the other. All those things are involved with my life, and I've just got to take care of all these things, so I don't have time for God. Well, but there's a scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. So if we don't think that that is godly wisdom, we'll just ignore it, and we'll find something else to apply our heart to. And guess what? When it's all said and done, and you're through with your life, you're going to wonder what happened. You know, God loves the world. God reigns here. Now he's telling us, okay, you need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Don't try to figure everything out. You got to faith it out. So we need to cease from our own wisdom, so we can cease from our own labors, so we can enter into his labors. And this song, it's an older song by the Imperials, but it's called Seek Ye First. And that's the message that Jesus wants us to have, because he wants to add other things to us. Let's put him first.
Seek ye.
never could I be content with my own life if it's not pleasing you. Who takes my dreams in his head when the day is done? Oh, you're the one. I'm in paradise. If I'm walking next to you, you send hope for life from above. And call
seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to us. You know, it's just important for us to remember that God does love this world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God reigns here. This is a place where God has done something about the curse that's on the earth, and he has defeated that curse. He redeemed us from the curse. Galatians 3:13 tells us, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. You say, you read that scripture a lot. Yeah, I do. It's so foundational. If you don't understand that we're redeemed from the curse, you'll just let the curse run over you like a Mack truck, you know, and you'll just lay down when the car comes the second time, instead of telling the car, hey, stop in the name of the law, in the name of a higher law of love, in the name of the law of the redeemed, in the name of the law of Jesus Christ, the chief and the captain of my faith. Hallelujah. He is the author and developer of our faith. And so we have authority. We've been given his name. And so we need to understand that when we labor, we don't labor in our own labors. We enter into his rest and we cease from our own labors, what the book of Hebrews tells us. And so when you enter into his rest, what happened was when he was crucified and when he was beaten and suffered, he was put in the tomb. 3 days later, he came out. He paid the ultimate price. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he invites us to come and sit together with him. Ephesians says we're raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. And so all of our spiritual striving is over. The only spiritual applications we make are by faith. That's what the whole New Testament talks about, entering into his rest. It's a Sabbath rest of faith. What do you need to earn from God? You can't earn a thing. It's all paid for. It's all bought and paid for. And people say, well, if you preach that, people, if you tell people, you know, it's all bought and paid for, all that sort of thing, they won't apply themselves at all. That's not true. You end up applying your faith even more, because I don't have to earn anything from God. God just says, come, all you that labor and are heavy laden. All you that labor, you're laboring the wrong kind of labor. You're working for the man. You're under the thumb of the man. And so how do you know that? Because you talk about the man like he's God, like he has all the power. Yeah, but they have laws at our job. And I worked a job where I remember there were some hours I was supposed to get and I wasn't getting them. And I made my appeal. I made a couple appeals and I didn't get them. And you know, you can let that sour your application of your work. But see, I wasn't working for them anyway. I was working for Jesus. And if they tell me, oh, yeah, I'm going to fire you, well, you know, go ahead and fire me. You didn't hire me. You can't fire me. Jesus is my king. He's my Lord. And that's not braggadocious. That's the truth. No man has that kind of power. You know, they said to Esther, Mordecai in the Bible, in the book of Esther, he said, you know, that we're in a world of hurt. And we need somebody that's got favor with the king, and you're the one. You've got the ear. You're the beauty contest queen, and you can have anything that you want from him. But and he says, just think about this. You know, you found all this favor. We need someone to go to the king on our behalf because we're being set up. But he says, look at this, and this is Mordecai. He's ready to die. He's ready to die unless somebody intervenes. But he says to Esther, he said, you know, you think if you don't go and tell him and plead the case for your people that somebody else won't do it? Because God will find somebody else to do it. But he's giving you the opportunity because you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And I want you to know something. You don't hear this broadcast by accident. You didn't hear this podcast by accident. No, you're hearing the truth, and God is calling you. So like somebody tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, you know, it's me. You know my voice. This is God talking. You know, you're hearing Eddie Gutfeld speak, but that's not who's really speaking. I'm just an instrument. God's speaking that louder voice. He's already talked to you several times, and now he's tapping you on the shoulder. He said, you've been born for such a time as this. You need to rise up. You need to go and do the work of heaven. You need to sign up. You need to say, Jesus, take over. Have your way with me. What are we fighting for anyway? We're fighting for the meat that perishes. You know, some people, I don't want to serve God. He might ask me to do something. Well, what are you doing now? Some goofy old thing? Nothing that's of any eternal value if you're not doing it for God. So I'm just asking you, let this song hit you right in your heart, just right between your heart, right between the center of your heart, if you will. This is the Promise Keepers for their Live a Legacy album, and it's called For Such a Time as This. And this is what God is saying right now.
Such a time as this, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Oh, yeah, you made it just in time, too. I'll tell you what. You don't want to say no to God forever. You don't know what can happen tomorrow. You know, we've been promised. We've been promised so much, but you can't take advantage of those promises unless you're living under the blessing. You want protection. You want God's safety from under that curse, and you don't want to be living in it. God wants us to labor with Him. Why don't you answer the call right now? This is the Winans, If I Labor. God has promised us something so beautiful. It's not too late. Hurry. Come on. You can just lift your hands and say, Lord, take me, because I want to labor for You.
If I labor,
Hallelujah. That's the Winans. If I labor, the sun is going down. And it is. It's going down. The Bible tells us that the night comes when no man can work. And so while it is light, we got to still work. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And there's a time coming when there will be no more work to be done. And we know those that have gone on to their reward already. And, you know, the time that Jesus returns between now and then, you know, we may not see his second coming. We may. But the fact is, we can work until he comes. We can labor. And when we labor for the Lord, our labors are rewarded. That's right. You know, if we work for the man, somebody said, the man's got me down. The man's oppressing me and he won't let me get ahead. Oh, come on. You got to get delivered of that. You got to start working for God. I was thinking about this, taxes, and there's taxes that weigh people down, discrimination, ungodly people, ungodly bosses, and harsh labor conditions and abuses. You know, maybe not as much in the United States. There are certainly in China right now. My goodness, ridiculous, ridiculous working conditions. And there may be some in the U.S. as well, but especially in third world countries. But if you just take the attitude that the man is oppressing you, then you're stealing all the godly labors that you can have. Somebody said, well, what if they are true? What if it's true that I really am being oppressed? Well, God can take care of you. He promised in his word. And in Psalm 144, God made a promise to David that he would get involved with his life and that he would deliver him from the oppressor and he would deliver him from situations that were beyond his control. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to deliver us from evil people and evil situations. And God can move, God can shake a nation for you if you let him. That's right. And he can take a king out. He can remove a person. And look what God did to Israel when they took him out of, Pharaoh was oppressing them and oppressing them and oppressing them. And finally God said, that's it. You know, I've heard the cry of my people. These people want to be delivered. And he raised up Moses. And one night, everything changed. In one night, everything changed. And in one night, everything can change for you if you put your faith in God and sign up. You know, you need to sign up. See, where do you sign up? You sign up in your heart. You sign up for the Great Commission. That's God's number one job. He said in the scripture, Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. One translation says, as you go into the world, proclaim the good news. So we're all going into the world, even if it's going down to the store, even if it's going to work, even if it's going. That's why there's blessing in all labor. There's profit. And we're celebrating Labor Day, you know. And we talked about the fact that God so loved the world, that God now reigns here because he lifted the curse off. That if we seek first the kingdom of God, he would add things to us. That we've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. We've been called to the kingdom so we can labor in his vineyard. The sun's going down, but guess what? We're going to labor in the Lord's vineyard. And we're going to go. And we're going to go with we're loaded with specific news, and that is good news. What is the good news? That God is not counting your trespasses against you. That's where ministers of reconciliation. God is not counting your trespasses against you. That's the message that we bring. We tell the world, God is not holding your trespasses against you. And he's committing to us the word of reconciliation, that God's not mad at the world, but they can be reconciled. We can all be reconciled back to God through Jesus Christ, through the work of the cross. And we have a word of reconciliation that you can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus as a free gift. And so many don't want to go do that, but so many do. So we're inspiring you today. This is Labor Day, and we're laboring for the meat that does not perish. This is a song by Leon Patillo. It says, go, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go.
Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name.
Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Go, go, go. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. And though I'll be with you forever and ever until the ends of the world. Go, go, go.
Leon Patillo and a song called Go. That's a simple instruction that God gave the church. Go into all the world and teach the gospel, preach the gospel, proclaim the gospel to every creation, all of creation, to every creature. And that's what we're to do. You know, the scripture is very plain, very beautifully says in Hebrews 6:10, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Even our labors with our brothers and sisters are very important to God and on his heart. And we have a mandate from the Lord to edify one another. And that's part of what God wants us to do in the earth. He wants us to be ministers of edification. And we are to build up the body of Christ, build up one another. There's so many ways to do this too. You know, the Lord puts something on our heart, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. This is part of the Great Commission. This is part of what everybody's called to do, and maybe you're doing it, and that's great. Maybe there's another aspect to what you can do, but Team Edify is on the earth today, and we're making a disturbance in the kingdom of darkness because we're rising up, and we're doing what God asked us to do. So we want to invite you to get involved. Take a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Amen. Thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for signing up. We really, really, really appreciate all that everyone's doing, the prayers you know, it's just an incredible thing to just make up your mind. I'm gonna be a person of edification the rest of my life. That is exactly what I'm going to do. And there are going to be untold testimonies. We're just starting this. We're going to reach a million people. There's untold testimonies are going to happen in the process of this. I believe even some of the greatest testimonies are going to come from kids. And we're going to reach a ton of kids. And kids are the hope of the next generation, but they're also one of the greatest aspects of our life right now, because out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. And I want you to wrap your heart around this and just receive it into your life and just be a part of Team Edify and go on the website, edifytoday.com, get involved with that, get your button and go out and just determine to touch somebody new every single day. You know, there's a song by the Winans. We played a song by them earlier, If I Labor. But they wrote a song called For We May Never Know. And it's amazing to me that we may never know the person that you touch that touched somebody else that touched somebody else. That is, it's amazing how that works. But that's not our business. Our business is to keep our eyes on God and just say, God, what do you want me to do? If you got an ugly boss, you're laboring, just do it with the right attitude, right heart. You're going to receive a reward from heaven. God can move that boss out. He can move you out. But if you keep a right heart, a right attitude, it's amazing what will happen. We may never know. I remember a situation I was in. It was very, very, very bad. It was just putting me in a situation that was difficult every day. But then God came along, just moved a couple people along, and all of a sudden I was free. But those things take character to stick there with God. And just say, Lord, I'm going to stay right where you put me until you move me. And when you move me, then I'll do whatever needs to be done. So I'm just going to thank you for causing my life to be in the right place at the right time. And I'm going to do that by staying faithful to the call that you have called me to. Let's finish one more song. We're going to go back to our parade in just a moment. But first, let's hear this song. And you make up your heart, make up your mind right now. Let this get in your heart. And see with your eyes of faith the lives you're going to touch. Let it happen right now. The lives you're going to touch on this Labor Day weekend. You can make up your mind to do it right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You call us to labor for you. And we're going to do it. This is our yes song. We're saying yes to God right now.
We give ourselves for your cause. We dedicate our lives to reach the lost, and though we don't ourselves, we purify that no light be seen but the one that beams from me.
We gotta keep on working, don't stop preaching.
Right, and that's why we got to just be faithful to God, keep looking at Him. We know that Jesus spoke to the church of Ephesus, and He said, I know your works. I know your labors. He knows what we're doing. He knows how we spend our time. And that's not to be, I'm not here to condemn anybody. We're here calling people. God's calling us. He's calling each one of us, and He wants us to answer that call. Let's just pray. Father, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we have spent this time together talking about the gospel, the good news, how you so love this world, how you reign here. Your Holy Spirit has been poured out. You are ruling and reigning in your kingdom. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, darkness. And Lord, we want to get in the kingdom of God. If you're not in the kingdom of God, it's time to get in there now. If you're not laboring in the kingdom of God, it's time to labor there now. So let's get it right. Let's get it straight right now. Father, thank you so much for translating us out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. You're able to do that. We're able to pass from death unto life through the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord. We confess Jesus. Just say it out loud. I confess Jesus as Savior, as Lord. I believe in my heart God raised you from the dead. I receive Jesus right now as my Savior and Lord to follow Him unto life eternal. Now you just say this, I put my hand to the plow and I'm not going to turn back. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to turn back. This program's called It Is Time. It's time right now to make a decision. It's not time. It's not time to say, Lord, I got something else to do. I got to go feed my dog. I just got a little puppy. I got to take care of him. You know, don't let that puppy, you love that puppy, but don't you let that puppy steal your attention away from the kingdom of God. Let's serve God. Let's serve Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Amen. Let's do it. Make a decision. Tell somebody you did it. Get on the email, get on Facebook, get on everywhere. There's many ways to tell people today. Well, if you hide today, it's because you want to hide. Don't hide. Just get out there. Just make it known that you love the Lord. And, this is our Labor Day program. We're saying goodbye. The crowd is thinning out and the parade is thinning out. But we're just thankful that we can just thank our friends that are out there laboring. If you know people that are missionaries, just send them a line. Tell them how much you love them. If you know people that are serving in your church, just greet them. Shake their hand. Say, thank you for serving in our church. Thank you for doing the work of God. You know somebody that's got, they're on their job, just shake their hand and say, thank you for doing a great job. You got a good attitude at work. And this is what it's all about. Laboring for the food that is not perishable, but the food that is eternal. And I thank God the first annual It Is Time parade is winding down. Hallelujah. And we thank God that you've been a part of this program. You've been a part of what we're doing. And Limit X is going to take us out with this beautiful phrase, this folk song, you know, that go tell it on the mountain. That's what we ought to do. Over the hills and everywhere. That's what we all need to do.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's our good news. We're telling it. Hey, rise up. Live. Let Jesus live big on the inside of you. Rise up in faith. It's time to rise up. It's time to say, Lord, I'm going to tell it on the mountain. I'm not going to delay anymore. I'm just going to sign up to tell the good news in the world. And now, you know what? I'm going to tell the world that our God is great. Our God is good, and He's a wonderful King. Hey, until next time, you put your hand to the plow. Don't turn back. Determine to tell somebody the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He rules, that He reigns, and that it's no longer sitting on the sideline time. It is time.